Our first feature today is being read by Sam Elmhurst and is from Derek James and the street that was the beating heart of Norwich.
It is a story passed down from one generation to the next about a gentleman who enjoyed a drink 150 years ago. He announced he would have a glass in every pub along ancient King Street in Norwich. He managed the first 23 on foot, but then he had to be escorted around the rest in a wheelbarrow. Well, do you know, I wonder if he ever made it. There were said to be more than 80 of them, from the cinder ovens at the gates to the compasses in Upper King Street. And over the years, King Street was, and it still is, in the news for all kinds of reasons, and we need to treat what is left of it with great respect. In his day, this was the beating heart of Norwich, a busy and bustling gateway to the city, one end of the village on the hill leading up to Burr Street. Once known as Conisford Street, which is the street leading to the King's Ford over the Wensum, well, this has a history going back to Saxon times. Starting life as a footpath between a cliff and a river, well, this was once the most important commercial and residential street in the city, stretching from Brackendale to Tombland, where thousands of people lived and worked. Four themes interweave in its story: trade, thanks to the river, manufacture, housing and religion. Ships used King Street and merchants built their warehouses between the street and the river along a maze of narrow lanes. Leather, wool, cloth and grain were exported from medieval Norwich, and Norman stone for building, wine, spices, Flemish fabrics and more. Merchants built handsome halls of stone and timber. And some of England's best-known families, the Boleyns, Cokes, Burneys, Howards and Hobarts, they lived there. And during the Georgian period, many of the large houses were divided up and their gardens filled with tenements and courtyards. Industry moved in from world-famous companies such as Coleman's, Bolton and Paul, Lawrence and Scott, and breweries, to many smaller ones providing work for thousands of people living between King Street and Burr Street, where there were dozens of shops. One of them was Mary Agnes Davy, known and loved as the Gal Agnes, who, with Andrew Cowan, wrote a brilliant book, Hard Up Street, Growing Up in King Street, 1919 to 1947, written in 1997, which included some of her favourite recipes. Her previous book, Recipes of a Norfolk Housewife, published 20 years earlier, resulted in two more cookery books, which people loved. And she appeared on radio and television. She grew up in one of the brewery houses in Shipyard, worked at Coleman's Luncheon Club, preparing around 100 meals a day, before becoming our very own celebrity cook, which she loved. Agnes recalled the cattle in the street, the many characters selling their goods, including the man selling linen props, shouting, "Prompo, prompo, prompo!" And the watercress seller bawling, "Wab, wab, wab!" And how people never locked their doors. After the Second World War factories closed, houses were demolished. It was the end of an era. The city planners could be very ruthless. I think they pulled down a lot of places which should never have been pulled down, but I suppose they were young men and they just wanted to get on, and that was a new beginning for everyone. Some of the houses that did come down were in a very bad state, she said. They were good days when I was there. Hard days, I know, but sometimes I think I'd like those days back. And she said, and adding, "I'm glad I was born in King Street. I'll say that. I had a very happy childhood." So with thanks to Richard O'Callaghan, who wrote The Village, A Short History of King Street.